Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Don Buford. Batting second. The right fielder, Merv Rettenmund. Batting third. The left fielder, Frank Robinson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Boog Powell. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Davey Johnson. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Paul Blair. Batting eighth. The catcher, Larry Haney. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dave McNally. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Dave McNally. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Dick McAuliffe. Batting second. The center fielder, Mickey Stanley. Batting third. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Willie Horton. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Bill Freehan. Batting sixth. The catcher, Jim Price. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Dick Trusiewski. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Don Ward. Batting ninth. The pitcher, John Hiller. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, John Hiller. And now, play ball. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trusiewski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rettenmund hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe strikes out. One out. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell takes first base on ball four. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a pop-up towards first. Freehan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Stanley who is chasing the ball. Blair reaches third base with a triple. Powell goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Orioles. Larry Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Ward settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton takes first base on ball four. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan hits a fly ball into left field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Price is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Price strikes out. two outs. Dick Trusewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trusewski hits a fly ball into right field. Rettenmund settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Dave McNally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNally strikes out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 1 in the game. Buford hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rettenmund is 0 for 1 in the game. Rettenmund is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt strikes out. One out. John Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller strikes out. Two outs. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0 for 1 in the game. McAuliffe is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Stanley. Robinson reaches second base with a double. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Powell takes first base on ball 4. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Robinson moves to third. One out. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Price settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Blair hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 4-0 Orioles. Pat Dobson now pitching. Larry Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney is 0 for 1 in the game. Haney hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0 for 1 in the game. Stanley hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 1 in the game. Kaline hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Horton hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Frien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frien is 0 for 1 in the game. Frien hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Dave McNally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNally is 0 for 1 in the game. McNally hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 2 in the game. Buford is called out on strikes. One out. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rettenmund is 0 for 2 in the game. Rettenmund hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McNally moves to second. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. McNally moves to third. Rettenmund moves to second. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dobson fields it and throws to home to get McNally. Rettenmund moves to third. Robinson moves to second. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Price is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Price is 0 for 1 in the game. Price hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Haney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Trusiewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trusiewski is 0 for 1 in the game. Trusiewski hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0 for 1 in the game. Wirt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields the ball and throws to second. Buford drops the ball. That's an out and an error on Buford. Wirt moves to second. Two outs. Earl Wilson pinch hits for Pat Dobson. Earl Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Darryl Patterson now pitching. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Freehan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Johnson for the out. One out. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 2 for 2 in the game, with a triple and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Blair hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney is 0 for 2 in the game. Haney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trusiewski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0 for 2 in the game. McAuliffe hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Blair, who is chasing the ball. McAuliffe reaches third base with a triple. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0 for 2 in the game. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kaline hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McAuliffe scores. It's 4-1, Orioles. Jim Northrup pinch runs for Al Kaline. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Northrup moves to second. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Horton takes first base on ball 4. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0 for 2 in the game. Freehan hits a pop-up towards third. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Price is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Price is 0 for 2 in the game. Price takes first base on ball 4. Northrup moves to third. Horton moves to second. Dick Trusiewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trusiewski is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Trusiewski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Tigers 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Northrup now playing right field. Dave McNally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNally is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McNally hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Price settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 3 in the game. Buford strikes out. Two outs. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rettenmund is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Rettenmund takes first base on ball 4. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Rettenmund moves to second. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Robinson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rettenmund scores. It's 5-1, Orioles. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Powell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Horton. Powell reaches second base with a double. Robinson moves to third. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 3 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Mark Bellinger now playing shortstop. Davey Johnson now playing second base. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0 for 2 in the game. Wirt hits a fly ball into right field. Rettenmund settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Kummer pinch hits for Darryl Patterson. Wayne Kummer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kummer hits a pop-up towards short. Bellinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. McAuliffe strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Tigers 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Don McMahon now pitching. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 3 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 2 for 3 in the game, with a triple and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Blair strikes out. Two outs. Larry Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney is 0 for 3 in the game. Haney hits a line drive towards short. Trusiewski reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0 for 3 in the game. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. one out. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup strikes out. Two outs. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Horton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Tigers 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Dave McNally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNally is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. McNally hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger strikes out. Two outs. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rettenmund is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rettenmund is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0 for 3 in the game. Freehan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Price is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Price is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Price hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Freehan moves to second. Dick Trusiewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trusiewski is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Trusiewski hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it, steps on third, and throws to first for the double play. Price moves to second. Two outs. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0 for 3 in the game. Wirt hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 5, and Detroit Tigers, 1. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.